Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, hoteliers are furious with the police and the Labour Ministry over their raids on hunting down illegal workers in Cyprus, it was reported on Wednesday. Members of the Cyprus Hotels Association claimed that during a recent investigation in Paphos, 30 officers entered the hotel, causing panic among staff and guests. The association's general director, Philokypros Roussounidis, told the Cyprus Mail that these raids, as they are being conducted, are akin to a third world country, and they should be done in a civilized manner. Regarding the incident in Paphos, Roussounidis said that the officers entered the hotel, causing fear and panic. People were afraid and children were crying. It is not logical for such things to happen, he said. Moving on, Turkish Cypriot leader Ersin Tatar said on Wednesday he rejected a UN proposal suggesting a trilateral meeting with UN Secretary-General Envoy Maria Angela Holguin and President Nikos Christodoulidis. Republican Turkish party leader Tufan Erhuman slammed the developments, saying this was not in the interests of Turkish Cypriots. A trilateral meeting does not mean the start of the negotiations, he said. As long as it is a trilateral meeting, it is obvious that it will take place with both leaders under the auspices of the UN. In other news, the government insisted on Wednesday that reports claiming that the construction contractor Syfield had requested a 17.5-year extension to the time allotted for the Nicosia Ring Road's construction are true. A Transport Ministry spokesperson explained that Syfield has filed a litany of requests for extensions to the project, citing various hindrances on the way. These in turn added up to a total of 6,363 days, around 17.5 years in total. Syfield owner Kyriakos Chrysokos was equally insistent that his company had not requested a 17.5-year extension to the time allotted. Speaking to CYBC Radio, he said reports of such a request were jokes and the only extension he requested was the one to which the Committee on Changes and Claims had agreed to until June 16 this year. He then added that he is sure the ring road will be completed before August. Meanwhile, the US military ship Sagamore was in Larnaca on Wednesday being loaded with humanitarian aid to be shipped to Gaza. Following the news of the rebooted Amalthea operation, the Cyprus Shipowners Union pledged to contribute with a €300,000 food donation. According to Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh, the United States Central Command Unit has paused works on the artificial harbor off the Gaza coast due to currently unsafe weather conditions. Pier sections and military vessels involved in construction are still positioned at Ashdod port due to the forecast of high winds and sea swells, the Pentagon spokeswoman said, but despite the temporary pause, the completion of the works is said to be imminent. And finally, a third of Cypriots are financially fragile and are unable to cover emergencies, the University of Cyprus's Economics Research Center revealed on Wednesday. The findings were unearthed as the center aimed to examine the role of financial literacy on people's financial resilience during the COVID-19 pandemic, with a total of 840 people aged between 25 and 64 years of age studied. The term financially fragile means an individual who would not be able to cover an emergency financial need in any given month without borrowing or asking for financial assistance. In addition, around 3 in 5 respondents say they did not have enough money set aside to cover 3 months' worth of living expenses should they lose their main source of income. Young people, the unemployed, low-income households, and the elderly were all the least financially resilient on average, according to the study. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis, and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.